Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. How did you evaluate your first season in terms of areas where you feel like you can improve year 1 to year 2?
Sure, it's a good question. First of all, I'm really proud of our coaches from last year coming in and really trusting in me and Ryan and the relationship that we formed to build this culture. That's the very first thing we wanted to do is we said, listen, we got to build this culture from the ground up. How do you do that? Well, you do that with bringing in good people that fit our identity that we wanted to have. So we did that in the offseason last year. We got to the season. We started out, you know, we had a tough loss against the Packers. What a fun way to start your career, you know, in Lambeau with a lead and ended up losing to Aaron Rodgers like that. And that's crushing. But we learned from it. That made us a better team the rest of the year.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, we get better, bet!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you're in town, right? So welcome to
Chicago.
Not yet. Oh, you're on the way. All right, you're on the way. And you got to get here because
I brought my ISDN line onto the plane.
Nice. Well played.
veteran move.
So look, you know, we always are looking at where the Bears fit in and how good they are and everything else. And we were talking this morning. Has Seattle jumped them? Is Seattle as good? Do we think of the Seahawks as a significantly better team with the pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney joining them, or are they still trailing the Rams, let alone the Bears?
Well, I already thought of the Seahawks as a great team, a team that could win their division and, depending upon how many home playoff games they qualify for, make some real noise in January. You throw in Jadeveon Clowney. Now, look, I don't know how healthy he's going to be. I don't know how effective he's going to be. The Seahawks love to have that 8-man rotation on their defensive line, and they've added Ziggy Ansah and Jadeveon Clowney. They traded Frank Clark out from under the franchise tag. So they like to have numbers, and they're going to have numbers, and they're hoping that a guy like L.J. Collier, their first-round draft pick, is going to be healthy. He had an ankle issue from training camp in the preseason. So it does make them better. And I think that they're a threat now in the NFC. How it all plays out, we'll see 1 week at a time. But the Bears, they need to take the Seahawks seriously. They should have anyway, but you take them a little more seriously now.
Mike, as an NFL general manager, Bill O'Brien's a pretty good head coach. And I think he over the weekend made a couple of those moves, Clowney being one of them, and also the trade with the Dolphins for Laremy Tunsil. Gave up a king's ransom. How did you evaluate those? And are the Texans better? Because they might be for this year because they did get their left tackle. But how do you make that deal?
they're better for this year, but when you give up two first-round picks and a second-round pick, and when you consider the rookie wage scale and how much flexibility it gives you to get a good player and keep a good player and not have to pay the good player, to get Laremy Tunsil without a contract extension is inexcusable, and I wonder whether it even dawned on anyone as they rushed into these deals on Saturday, hey, probably would be a good idea to pay Laremy Tunsil a long-term deal before he has all the leverage after we've given up two first-round picks and a second-round pick to get him, because now we have to keep him. We have to pay him. There is no if. It's just a matter of when. And that's just one example of what happens when you don't have a general manager on staff, when you don't have someone there to balance out the impulses of the coach. And I think what we saw on Saturday was a product of the impulse of Coach Bill O'Brien, not GM Bill O'Brien. He didn't want Jadeveon Clowney anymore. He wanted to get rid of him. They probably shouldn't have used the franchise tag on him in the first place. He would have walked away as a free agent, and they would have gotten a third-round compensatory pick next year. Now they're buying a third-round pick for $7 million because they're paying that much of Clowney's salary to get him to go away. And they kind of let themselves be bullied into this Clowney trade to Seattle. You know, Clowney, to his credit, I'm not signing the franchise tender, because I don't want you to trade me to Miami. I'm not going to sign it until you trade me to where I want to be traded to. You know, I'd like to think that there are general managers out there who would have said to Clowney, hey, you want to give up $1 million a week? Go sit on your ass and watch us play. You sign your franchise tender, and then we decide what to do after it. But if you're not willing to sign your tender, then fine. We don't have to pay you $1 million every week. And they kind of caved to him when they shouldn't have. Because think of what, I mean, you throw Clowney into the Dolphins trade, right? Mm-hmm. If you even keep your second round pick, you're doing better for Clowney than what you did with Seattle. If you give 2 ones and Clowney for Tunsil and Kenny Stills, that's a better deal for the Texans than the two deals they did.
Yeah, it's madness. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but it's just, you know, the problem again is that you needed to make the decision on Clowney a lot earlier. They just waited and panicked, and then you look at the Tunsil thing, and the player has so much leverage now when it comes to a contract extension. It's nuts.
And this whole issue with the general manager and how they handled it, Peter King was on PFT Live with me today, and he insisted that Brian Gain was getting fired either way. Well, why in the hell are you firing him in June?
Right.
fire him in January or fire him in April. And I always love it when teams know they're going to get rid of their GM after the draft, so they keep him until after the draft. Well, if you don't believe in him, why are you keeping him until after the draft? Get rid of him. The moment you know the guy isn't working, get rid of him and replace him. That it just astounds me. And, you know, we were trying to figure out what it would take for O'Brien to come back next year as the head coach. And I really want to know who's responsible for this cockeyed plan they hatched to get rid of Gain and get Nick Caserio, and then that blew up in their faces. How much of that was O'Brien or was someone else like this Jack Easterby character? I'd want to get to the bottom of that before deciding who stays and who goes. But, you know, there's a chance that it goes badly enough this year that Cal McNair just says, screw it, I'm hitting the reset button.
Mike, up in Green Bay over the weekend, we heard from Matt LaFleur saying that we have given him all the freedom in referring to Aaron Rodgers, and now he will have the ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage. I just look at this as the least surprising development. At some point, he had to acquiesce. I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about here. Were you surprised, and do you think it'll have any, you'll see any major difference or impact?
I am not surprised at all, simply because Aaron Rodgers is making north of $32 million a year, and Matt LaFleur is making maybe 15% of that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the king of Green Bay. He's the face of the franchise, especially with no owner there. Who is the guy you think of when you think of the Packers? It's him. He was always going to win this, and Matt LaFleur made the situation worse by letting it become a public discussion, because now he's emasculated, both within and right, without the organization. If this had never been discussed as a back and forth between LaFleur and Rodgers, we wouldn't have thought anything of it. We wouldn't even realize, hey, it's maybe Aaron Rodgers changing plays at the line of scrimmage. All right, that's what franchise quarterbacks do. It wouldn't have been a talking point, but it became one. And now Rodgers wins all future battles because LaFleur is going to know, I better give in before Aaron Rodgers decides to take this public. And I can't say anything about it because I've already said it's okay for him to express his views. I mean, look, he should get hazard pay, LaFleur should, for walking into this job, because you are the coach, but you're not really in charge. And I think what LaFleur said yesterday underscores that.
Sounds like a team ready to lay an egg on national television Thursday night.
Well, we don't know what that offense is going to do. And Peter King made another great point, and I hadn't thought of this. Matt LaFleur wants a high-tempo offense. Aaron Rodgers is going to want to move a little more deliberately, especially if he wants to take full advantage of scanning the defense and deciding right. whether or not to get the team in a different play. So there's going to be a lot of pressure points here, but I think that Rodgers will win every one of them. The question is, how many of them do we become aware of?
Mike, was there a market for LeSean McCoy, and does he fit perfectly into that Chiefs offense with Andy Reid?
Well, I mean, the Chiefs are one of the first teams I thought of because Andy Reid drafted him, and they haven't really replaced the production of Kareem Hunt, who they abruptly cut last year when that video surfaced, and Damian Williams has done well, but they could use the help. The Chargers were in the hunt for LeSean McCoy, but at the end of the day, it's like a three-year deal with another million in incentives, and it's worth it for the Chiefs. I mean, there's going to be so much focus by defenses on taking away the pass that there should be some running lanes there. And even though McCoy last year in Buffalo wasn't impressive, 514 rushing yards, 3.2 yards per carry, I'd be a little concerned that maybe he's kind of like falling off that Eddie George cliff where just all of a sudden, not because of an injury or anything, the guy just can't do it anymore. Maybe that's where we are. But they still have Damian Williams, and there's that familiarity with the offense, and Andy Reid likes him. And, you know, sometimes you need that little kick that comes from a new voice, a new personality. And they've got McCoy. They've got Tyrann Mathieu. I think the Chiefs, even though McCoy probably won't have 1,000 rushing yards or even anything close to it, I just think there's an element that he's going to bring that's going to help the Chiefs maybe do better than they would have done without him.
Ezekiel Elliott, apparently they've made some progress on that, but they got an offensive lineman done anyway.
Yeah, hey, we use that as a tease on our way to break. Hey, the Cowboys have signed one of their key offensive players.
Not the one you thought.
Yeah, but I think Elliott gets done today. Now, look, anything can happen, as evidenced by Andrew Luck's retirement 10 days ago, but I think they get this done. The Cowboys want to get it done. Elliott wants to get it done. And, you know, the key is figuring out exactly when the drop-dead deadline is. And it's today. It's at some point today if you want him to be at practice tomorrow and have him get ready for that week one game against the Giants. They need him. They can huff and puff all they want. They blow that game at home to the Giants to start the season. It's going to haunt them in January when it's time to figure out who makes the playoffs, who doesn't, who's got the one seed, who's got the five seed, who's got the three seed. That loss, especially in the division at home, is going to be something that they're not going to be able to shake. And if they lose on Sunday without Elliott, that's what everyone is going to say is the reason why they lost. So I think they get it done. And I also think that by the weekend, Dak Prescott takes whatever's on the table too, because he's making $2 million this year, and he's got $90 million or more guaranteed that is right there ready for him to grab. I think he's going to grab it by Saturday.
Mike, a week ago at this time, we're talking about the shockwaves and the Colts responding and reacting to the Andrew Luck news that we didn't see coming. And then a week later, here they are. They signed Jacoby Brissett over the weekend to a two-year deal. They signed Brian Hoyer as a backup. I think they had a pretty good weekend. And when you look at what happened to the Texans, that's still a team that's going to contend in that division. Do you agree?
Yeah, here's the key. The Colts looked ahead by a year, and they weren't happy with the quarterback market when it relates to free agency, and they hope they're not in a position where they're drafting one of the top guys. So they decided to go ahead and do a Band-Aid deal with Jacoby Brissett, which basically gives him the franchise tag money he would have gotten if he had a big year, and they decided to tag him next year. He gets $28 million beyond the $2 million he was going to make this year. So it's a win-win, and it gives the Colts flexibility. And look at it this way. If there's a, you know, retired quarterback that decides to unretire next year, they've got the flexibility now where they can keep Jacoby Brissett through 2020. I mean, they don't have to dump him because they're paying him a big chunk of the money now. We speculated before Luck retired that maybe they need to franchise tag Jacoby Brissett and keep him around just because you don't know what Luck is going to be and when he's going to be healthy. They've kind of franchise tagged him, and they'll pay it half at a time, and if Luck comes back, you can keep Brissett. So I think that they have put themselves in a great position, and Hoyer is very underrated as a scout team quarterback. The Patriots players raved about his ability to get the defense ready. And also in Super Bowl 53, he saw the all or nothing with the LA Rams. He heard some of the things Sean McVay was saying. He's like, wow, this is the Kyle Shanahan offense. He was in the Kyle Shanahan offense, and he went to the coaching staff, and he said that offense cannot handle an all-out blitz very effectively. That's what they did in a key moment in the Super Bowl where they got an interception and popped the balloon on the LA Rams, and that's all Brian Hoyer who brought that to the table. So, you know, for a coach who was a backup quarterback, knows the value of a backup quarterback, has his backup quarterback now as starter, he ended up getting a good backup quarterback in Brian Hoyer.
Mike, we've talked to all the restaurateurs in Chicago. They are anxious to host you, so just get here. Tell us what kind of food you want, and just use the name David Hall. You'll get in anyway.
Well, no, I mean, you know, Bobby V is going to be taking me to some of his favorite stomping grounds. Yeah, so we're good to go.
That's our guy. All right, great stuff. Thanks, buddy. That is Mike Florio. Always a joy. He and Bobby V are going to go get some Greek food, I imagine.
I imagine.
I think Bobby knows a couple places, right?
He knows Chicago well.
You think? All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we'll get an opportunity to talk to them next. It's Mullion Hall on the Score.
It's finally here. The NFL's 100th season kicks off Thursday night with the most historic rivalry in football. Bears-Packers, Game 1.
Got it for the touchdown!
Listen in all week on The Score as our incredible team of Bears experts prepare you for this epic matchup. It's Bears coverage you can't get anywhere else, period. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. A radio.com sports station.
It's Molly here, and I just got my first Nutrisystem box delivered right to my door a few days ago. I've been feeling kind of sluggish and tired and just kind of off my game. And I'm done with that. So now you join me. Let's start losing weight with Nutrisystem for men. I won't lie. I was pretty excited to open my first Nutrisystem order. I got started trying the food right away. I got to tell you, this stuff is really good. I already have a few favorites, things I know I'm going to order again. And so far, I really like these protein shakes. I was going to try a little granola cereal, one of my favorites on the air, but unfortunately, I already ate it. That's how good it is. Nutrisystem offers the foods you love. Pizza, burgers, chicken parm, even ice cream. Nutrisystem makes it simple and convenient with meals delivered right to your door. Their meals are perfectly balanced to put your body in fat-burning mode. All the work is done for you. All you have to do is eat and lose. Lose up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. Money back guaranteed. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page and use the promo code MULLY to get $50 off plus a week of protein pack shakes free. Don't put it off any longer. Go to Nutrisystem.com/men right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right. Use that promo code MULLY and get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that when you buy 5 cups of freshly brewed McCafe premium roast coffee with the McDonald's app, you get the next one free? Think of it as your reward for all the times you held the door open for a stranger. Let someone merge when you were running late. Or liked one of your aunt's posts on social media, even though you had no idea what she was talking about. So, enjoy your free 6 cup of McCafe coffee with McCafe Rewards and keep the good going. McCafe, good is brewing. Valid at participating McDonald's through December 29th. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf. Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle, Charming Castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You know you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Dunkin' has a whole new line of handcrafted signature lattes. Blueberry Crisp, Caramel Craze, and Cocoa Mocha. They're so delicious, you'll realize...